This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, Courtney's going to cry.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Pudge. Look at Pudge's pal this morning, who is here with us. And it's Curtis. We're starting installment number one of Pudge's Pals. In honor of Pudge, and Sue is here from Great Dog Rescue New England. Sue, good morning.
Good morning. We're so excited to be here.
And tell us about Pudge's Pal today.
So today we have Nevi. I'm actually going to have Nancy talk about it, but we are a 501c nonprofit shelter, so all of the dogs come down from the south.
And this is Nevia.
Nevia, yes. Nevia. We call it Nevi.
Okay.
And heaven backwards.
Oh, heaven backwards. Oh.
And she is heaven. When I tell you that this dog has just absolutely laid her head down and is so cuddly, and she has the most beautiful eyes.
Oh.
I love her.
So it looks like you're going to add to the family.
Oh, my gosh.
Santo.
And what is her, Sue, just keep that microphone in front of you if you can. What is that? What's the breed?
It is a boxer Aussie mix.
Okay.
But we don't really know all the breeds. They're all mixed.
Yeah. Okay. And where did Nevia come from?
She came from Tennessee.
Okay.
We do a lot with the Tennessee and Alabama area down south. Right. And
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, yes. And she comes up. Every dog goes and gets vaccinated, looked at by doctors. They get chipped, neutered, spayed. So then when they come up here, we're ready to put them in a forever home with a nice, loving family.
Yeah. And what type of home do we think Nevia would do well in?
So honestly,
Hold on. We got to get everybody. This is Nancy.
Hi.
Nancy, you have been, get right up close to that microphone. You've been fostering Nevia.
I've been fostering her for a week.
Okay.
And I'm also an adoption coordinator with Great Dog Rescue.
Okay.
I'm not her coordinator. She would fit in any home.
Any home.
She is the most adaptable little girl I've ever seen. I've got two large dogs. She does great with them. She's good with cats. She's just a love bug.
As long as
you want a dog to, like, sleep on your head and sit on your lap and give you puppy kisses all day. She's your girl. She's great with kids.
So precious.
Yeah,
oh,
she's
great
awesome.
With kids?
She's great
okay,
with
so
kids.
So she's been, you have kids and she's
I don't
been,
have kids, but I've she, got neighbors
okay,
that come over
kids.
And
okay.
they have played with her and she's really good with kids.
All right, Courtney.
She was amazing.
And she loves Courtney.
Yeah.
On the elevator down, like I, usually any dog that age, new environment, like the elevator, she was far more chill than James on it yesterday.
Right.
And is unbelievably, the temperament is
crazy.
So chill.
Right. She hasn't even moved yet. She's just looking around. Courtney.
She's what you're talking about.
That's
me.
It.
So, yeah.
I hate, like,
perfect
Curtis,
for selfie.
I can't, look at, I hate people. Look at that 781 texter. Who doesn't like puppies? Like, yes, go listen to another radio show, you jackass.
Well, X-Bear was in the Twitch wanting a chronological breakdown of the Bruins game.
Yes. Yeah, no, I...
Well, Nevi watched the Bruins last night. She's a fan.
She's a Bruins fan.
She's a Bruins fan.
What does she think about Drake May?
She's excited.
She's excited.
She'll leave the decision of good, bad, or indifferent to you guys, but she's excited.
There you go. Courtney, so what you think?
I would hurry up.
Take it home?
I am obsessed.
You are obsessed, but you already have Harry.
That's all right.
But I think Harry would love a sibling.
Right.
You can't.
Like,
I don't think... Is it rule-wise, can Courtney take the first one? I don't know.
I mean, I honestly was going to... No, I think anybody, whoever takes Nev home or Nevia home will be a winner. It is just unbelievable.
Mitch, can you zoom in on her face? Because you got to see this face.
Oh, she's closing her eyes now. She's ready to take a nap.
Oh, she's like, when are we going to get back to sports?
Oh, look at her. Oh my God.
That's pretty cool.
Such a cutie. And how old?
So she's 9 months. I don't think she's going to get a lot bigger.
Oh, wow.
She's about 28 pounds. Yeah, she's got something. She's mixed with something tiny, clearly. But she's got the sort of bulldoggy stance, you know, a little bow-legged, the underbite.
I love the underbite.
The underbite is awesome. She came from a hoarding case. There was, I think, 3 mother dogs and 19 puppies.
Oh,
no
wow.
idea which puppy belonged to which mama dog. But she's just... She could not be sweeter.
She's going to sleep, Courtney.
So our goal and our mission when it comes to Pudge's Pals is to find forever homes for as many dogs as we can. What is the best way for somebody who would love to have Nevia in their home go about getting Nevia?
Whether it's her or any dog, go to our website,
okay.
greatdogrescuenewengland.com, GDRENE.com. I probably said it wrong.
Yeah.
And all of our dogs are listed there and all of their profiles. The first step is to submit an application for any dog,
okay.
and then the adoption coordinator will be in touch,
okay.
And the process will start from there.
Okay.
Our purpose is all about match. We really just want to make the best match for any adopter with the right pup.
Is it hard to adopt, or is it an easy process?
You know what? The process, when you talk about it, sounds like it's long, but it's not. It goes really quickly.
Okay.
The thing, we are just really careful, and so we do vet people. We call your vet for references if you have an existing dog.
Good.
We do a virtual home visit. We want to make sure that there are eyes on the home that the dogs are going to, ensure that they're a safe home and people are prepared for the dog. But it's a quick process.
Awesome.
We provide as much information as we possibly can about every dog. All of their health records come with them.
Are you getting ready to cry again?
Are you going to cry again?
Feeling of this dog just laying on me, and you can feel like when she keeps trying to fall asleep, but she just goes the big like harumph, you know, where she just lets out all of her breath. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she's precious.
All right.
Yeah, I falsified my references with Pudge. I think I can admit that now, but it worked out.
Well, it's pretty cool that
this
is the same shelter that you got Pudge from.
I am an emotional wreck, but awesome.
It's a good looking dog too. It's a very good looking dog.
Cute. Can you say the website one more time?
Yes,
people are asking.
GDRENE.com.
No, it's GDRENE. No E in the middle. Great Dog Rescue, GDRENE.com. We have it on the Twitch, and we'll tweet it out.
Okay, all right. And we'll share it on Instagram and all the rest of that stuff.
So many dogs in need of great homes.
When we find, because I know we will, because our audience is, other than that 781 texter who doesn't like this segment, other than that, our audience is extraordinary, and they are the most generous people in the world, and I know we're going to find a home for Nevia. And when we do, we want to get an update, and then we'll be able to keep track of all of the Pudge's Pals and how they fit in with their families.
That's fabulous.
Okay.
Thank you guys for doing what you're doing. It really makes
a huge
difference.
Thank you for what you guys do.
And
awesome.
Sue, what did you say about Drake May? Are you starting? You got Drake May starting for you?
I am. I have him on 2 of my fantasy teams.
Okay.
And
all right.
He's going... I'm putting him up instead of Shroud this week.
Okay. All right. Oh, Shime. All right. Over.
Let's go, Drake May.
Shroud. Drake May fan in the house. Oh. All right. We are... Okay, so that's Nevia. Courtney, can you do trending without crying? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, with the help of Nevia.
Yes.
All right, here is Courtney and what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Bruins win their home opener 6-4. Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 20 saves in the win. Jim Montgomery happy with the game and Swayman's performance, but still thinks there are some things they could work on.
Again, we got to clean things up. I mean, we gave up 2 face-off goals. We had 4 icings tonight that I didn't like. I didn't think we hit 5 with the last one. 2 ended up causing goals, and 2 ended up with them going on the power play. So that's the part of the game management part that we need to be better at. Jeremy Swayman was good. He made the saves that he could. Again, there's backdoor tap-ins that, because our coverage isn't solid yet.
The Niners get the win in Thursday Night Football 36-24 over the Seahawks. Brock Purdy completed 18 of 28 passes for 255 yards and 3 touchdowns. Congratulations to Shime. Hate to say it, but Geno Smith did go over 250 passing yards. Sunday is May Day, so get excited for that. He'll be taking on the Texans. And in baseball, as we wait to see who will advance to take on the Yankees and Mets,
Hell of a long weekend for New York. The Mets will take on either the Padres or Dodgers on Sunday. Then the Yankees will take on either the Tigers or Guardians Monday. And then Monday Night Football, the Bills take on the Jets. And experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston. Nestled in the Fenway, from live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right. Thank you, Courtney. 50 degrees and sunny, afternoon high of 67.
Twitch wants to see Nevia one more time, Courtney, so hold Nevia right up there. There's Nevia, Pudge's pal number one. And we will be...
And Pudge from Tennessee, too.
Really?
Yep.
All right, we will be right back.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coming up before we go and head off for the weekend, it is Nick Kostos on a Patriots Friday, and he will tell you how he thinks you should wager this weekend. Certainly, how you should wager when it comes to Sunday and the Pats and the Texans and the debut of Drake May as the quarterback of the New England Patriots. But, Courtney, earlier you went up to get Nevia the dog.
Yes.
You ran into somebody celebrity-wise that you are is one of your favorite celebrities in the on the planet.
Yeah, I saw them perform last year, 2 years ago, okay. And they're coming back to perform again.
Okay.
So I asked if they would come on.
They happen to be in the building.
Yes.
Doing another radio show.
Yes.
Okay. It's right. Wayne Newton.
Let's bring the person in.
All right, let's go, person.
Male or female?
Okay.
It is a male.
What's up?
All right, how you doing?
Got a nice swagged out hoodie.
Okay, Courtney, tell everybody who you have brought into the show this morning.
Dermot Kennedy, who is, if you don't know him, you gotta get to know him. I saw you perform at MGM Fenway. I think that might have been 2 years ago now. But you're coming
what is
back
it now, in 24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe last May or June. Yeah.
And it was an awesome concert. But you have love connection with Boston.
Definitely. Yeah. I was here when I was 19, which is a long time ago. I spent the summer here and I spent, you know, like I had intentions of getting a job and then I ended up playing in the street in Newbury and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
I read that you used to just play randomly on the street on Newbury Street.
Yeah, it was the best. Yeah. And it was a lovely musical education.
Busking.
Yeah, it was the best.
Yeah.
People are so nice though. And everyone had cash.
Well, and you do a cool thing. Like last night, I was talking about dating show Mary. It's her birthday. And Mary Oftering is your biggest fan of all time. Okay. She's traveled to see you everywhere. And she was late for her birthday dinner. And she said, it's for a good reason. I'll tell you when I get there. And you go and leave tickets. You're going to be back here in March for a festival that you just announced.
Uh-huh.
And he'll go and leave tickets around the common, around his favorite places on Newbury Street or Boston for fans to be able to go find them. So she was looking for those.
Yeah.
She didn't find them. But,
Oh, no.
But it's really, and you
maybe
were just,
not the maybe avoid the common at this point.
Yeah,
we get things back in order over there. Wait, you were at the Bruins game last night?
Last night, yeah.
Courtney brought that up earlier.
Yeah. Yes.
No hockey in Ireland. No professional hockey.
I wouldn't even it's not a thing. Yeah.
Okay. Do you love the Bruins? Or is that
it was good. I really liked it. Like to be honest, my sport at home is soccer, and so in terms of build up and score, it was kind of similar ish.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
6-4 would be high for a football match, obviously, but. I loved it. It was really good.
Where are you from in Ireland?
From Dublin.
From Dublin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We did a golf tournament over there for Greg's Foundation a few years ago.
Where'd you play?
We were down at, we were at a castle.
Kilkenny Castle?
Kilkee Castle.
Kilkee Castle.
But we went to Temple Bar area.
Did you?
For a while.
Pints for 10 euros or something.
Yeah. the one thing about Ireland that is sometimes surprising is the, people still smoke an awful lot of cigarettes over there.
Outside, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, outside.
Temple Bar, yes.
Yeah, only in the Temple Bar area.
Yeah.
Temple Bar area.
I haven't been to Temple Bar in a long time.
Your festival show is?
It's called Mishnock. It's the Irish word for courage. We're doing it. So the way it's going to work is, I was in Australia just 2 days ago. So we're going to go on the 16th of March, do Australia, and then travel on the 17th, and then here in Boston do a smaller show at Brighton Music Hall on the 18th and then TD Garden on the 19th.
And we're talking like St. Patrick's Day week.
I know.
So that is going to be very cool to have you here for that.
I hope so. I'm excited.
Emergency top five from your perspective, greatest Irish artists. Any genre. Any genre of all time.
In order? Or just five artists?
We can put the list together, put it together. I mean, you have to have, I'm assuming, you two on there, or maybe not.
I feel I feel like, you two definitely.
I'm gonna throw you a bit of a curveball here.
He's the music guy.
Yeah, I was like,
this is gonna be maybe a little. I'm near boomer. I'm not boomer.
Yeah.
So this may be a little old head for you, but Thin Lizzy.
Oh yeah, so good.
All right.
It's funny. Yeah, the show we did in Sydney was out, like last year, was outside the Opera House. And it's in the like forecourt beside
where
the Opera House.
Where the statue is? Because there's a statue.
Of Phil Lynott?
Yes.
That's in Dublin. But in Sydney, we did it. And Thin Lizzy had done the same show. And there was a picture of Phil Lynott like with the Opera House. And it was so good.
That's really
going
cool.
to do it. I was like, that's my inspiration for this gig.
Who else you
have? Okay, so you sorted me out for two of them. Thin Lizzy, you two. I like Hozier a lot. And then I'm going to say Enya just because it's so cool.
Yeah.
And Sinead O'Connor.
But about Bewitched?
Yeah. Solid, right? Bewitched, yeah. Bewitched followed me recently.
Really? That's cool.
What about Celio? I know when I was in Dublin, I was looking for him.
I met Celio last year, yeah.
He's a pretty cool hip-hop artist out of, because I like the European hip-hop, because I was kind of looking. So you, is that like part of your genre, is hip-hop?
I guess, like, it's all I listen to, but I got to be careful. You know, like, I'm not trying to pretend to make rap music.
Okay.
But I love it so much. So when I play it, like, it influences me in a singer-songwriter type way. But I'm just a fan, yeah. Like, Celio's brilliant. I met him last year, and he kind of gave me an education on Irish hip-hop. I need to learn.
So one glaring omission on the list.
Yeah, but you only gave me five.
I know. But how is Van Morrison not on your list?
Yeah, I know.
Huh? Too old?
Not too old, no. Okay. He's brilliant.
He's brilliant.
It's a good list. Genre.
Okay. It's tough. I need top six.
It's tough. Okay. All right.
So you said hip-hop's a big influence. Who are some of the hip-hop artists that influence you? I know Greg went top five Irish. I guess you could go top five hip-hop artists.
No, Greg got to make a list.
We got in quite late last night, and J. Cole dropped that new song, Port Antonio. Oh, man, I listened to it like 20 times last night. Who am I a fan of? J. Cole. I mean, I don't want to be too overly mainstream. I like Joey Badass a lot.
Okay. I like him.
Yeah.
I loved it. My wife loves him in Power. He's in the TV show.
Oh, yeah.
But Joey Badass, he's from Brooklyn.
Yes. We did a cover a few years ago on the radio of a Joey Badass song, Temptations, and he reposted it. It was one of the coolest moments of my career. Who else? I like Meek Mill. I feel like I'm going to discredit myself.
No, you're good.
Rob 4-9, you got to check him out.
Really?
Yeah, Rob 4-9. He's a New Orleans artist. Everybody's on Boss Man D-Lo.
Do you know La Russell?
No, I don't.
He's from Vallejo. And like someone showed him to me a couple of years ago. He had like a few thousand followers, and now he's like millions or whatever. But he's incredible. He's like extremely independent. He does shows in his backyard, and people can apply, and you can pay $1 or $200, whatever. He's unbelievable.
It seems like it's a lot of the non-mainstream hip-hop artists that kind of influence you. You know,
I would say so, yeah. Yeah, I think I'm very inspired by hip-hop in the sense that, you know, like, I think if you do what I do, play guitar and write songs and stuff, there's certain things you feel like you have to do, whereas in hip-hop it feels like there's less rules, maybe, you know?
Boston being your second favorite city.
Yes, indeed.
What are things that you have to do when you come here?
Raising Cane's.
Raising Cane's. Oh,
wow. I know it's not even necessarily a Boston thing.
Yeah.
Where when I was younger, we stayed out in Alston, and so it's up there on Commonwealth Ave. It's right there, so that was a thing. I always go back to the park because that's where I used to play. A lot of my memories are from Alston because we were on Gardner Street and. Is it Agnes? Agnes Arena?
Yeah, Agnes.
Agnes was at the end of the street, and we would always go out to the through the hockey rink to the soccer pitch at the back, and we were there all the time.
That's the worst hockey rink ever.
Is it really?
Yeah, BU, terrible.
A venue, right? I want to play that.
yeah, it is.
Who's your soccer team?
Man United.
Yeah,
tough times.
Yeah. It's tough times for them?
Terrible.
Yeah.
You pick some bars to go to every time you're here, too.
Yeah, we were in Emmett's last night until, I don't know.
Four.
In and around there.
In and around there.
Who's your dream collab?
J. Cole.
J. Cole?
Definitely.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, because if I, like, say, for example, like, if I do covers of Bon Iver or Ben Howard or Van Morrison and stuff, it's like, it's fine, but they do that perfectly, so why should I do it, you know? I would rather do something that's a bit different.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so cool.
you made Courtney here.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
She is a huge
fan.
I'm
very excited for March.
I'm glad you opened the door because we were stuck in the car park.
Do you want to adopt a dog?
I do. I genuinely do.
Or
have
a bagel.
We were with that dog for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Seriously.
All right.
Yeah, well, Curtis thought you were the bagel guy.
I know. I'm sorry.
Curtis thought you were delivering bagels.
Well, the bagel saved it, yeah.
Right.
Curtis hears a foreign accent and he assumes a lot of things. And
he's gonna kill you.
All right, listen. Awesome to meet you. Thanks
you
for coming down.
Not at all.
And we'll come see you when St. Patrick's Day.
See how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know what? You gotta while you're here. Have you ever seen the Dropkick Murphys?
No, I never.
Oh,
I know they're doing like four nights in a row.
Yeah. So you guys will have to trade shows back and forth.
Yes, I would say so. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Yep. Awesome.
Appreciate it.
We got to get to Nick Kostos and Chime.
He's not quite ready yet. He hasn't checked in yet. He should be here any moment, though.
Well, that gives us more time to
there you go.
Then.
Yeah.
Where do you fall on Taylor Swift?
Just that I think she's great.
Thank you.
What do you mean? Is it like
I'm a Taylor Swift. Like, I'm going to see her next weekend in Miami, but I get made fun of on this show all the time that she's like not talented. She doesn't write her own songs. I try to tell them all the time that that's not the case, but.
But can you see? I think he looks differently. Like, he's looking at like a musician versus an entertainer or an artist, right? Because when you bring up J. Cole is like a real MC.
Yes.
Well, and from seeing you perform live, like yours is just solely talent. Like you're up there and it's really stripped down, and that's very impressive.
He's an artist.
Yes, it's a very different.
She's an entertainer.
Right. Well, but you're an entertainer as well. It's just a very different.
Oh,
there's
he's
not
telling
the showing.
You that he plays instruments and he sings.
Yes.
So does she.
Yes.
No, she's brilliant. Of course she's brilliant.
Yeah.
But also, like, who
I
am
think
I
she might be a robot.
Say whether she's good or not.
Oh, my gosh. Well, right now we have the issue because she's in the football world.
Okay. No, I'm joking.
let's sell.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
You won't. You won't.
Like,
it's all
music
good.
Industry royalty.
I've got nothing to lose.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
Let's settle our discussion. Top five MCs rappers. You got Eminem in your top five?
In my personal top five, like
your
music,
personal top
music
five.
That I would listen to,
your personal
no.
top. Thank you.
It doesn't mean I don't think he's top five. It's just like if I leave here, I won't go listen to it.
I have him like top seven, and he gets all upset because he has him number one on the list. And I just think of he's a great. I love his new album. I ain't gonna the Death of Slim Shady is a good one.
The song for his daughter is really really nice.
Yeah, but I just like I think that like. You know, so when I look at my top five, I don't have him in there, but he says I know nothing about hip-hop.
Do you like UK hip-hop?
I do. I like Central C.
He's good, yeah.
Yeah, I like Central C. What's the other kid?
Central C.
The Stormzy.
Is it David?
Dave is the best.
Yeah, Dave is. I like him, so yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into the big because of Top Boy.
Wiggy had a bad experience in Dublin.
Oof. I knew you were going to go there.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was great.
Nope.
Nope.
We loved it.
You were complaining.
You were not allowed into a certain place.
Oh, yes. That I could say I did have.
Wiggy was not allowed
very disappointed.
Not allowed into a strip joint in Dublin. He was very upset about it.
I was allowed in, but my wife wasn't allowed
that's
what
in. It was,
they
yes.
don't let women in strip clubs. I'm like, where the hell am I?
I don't
think
there's much of a scene for
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't much anyway.
I would say not. Yeah,
he found the one.
Yeah, we were just trying to see what it was like. I had never been to Europe over the pond, and I wanted to see what their vibe was like.
Yeah.
No Magic City, I'll tell you that.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hopefully, we didn't do any damage to your reputation by being on this show.
I'll do that by myself. It's all good.
All right. And can't wait to see you when you come back.
Nice one. Thanks.
All right. Yes. We got to get to Nick and find out about who we should wager on this weekend. Odyssey insider Nick Kostos, the host of You Better You Bet. And you can figure out all the info that you need on the BetMGM app. Nick, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. The Dermot Kennedy song Paradise is awesome. Love that song.
Thanks, Nick.
Okay.
Yeah, love it. That thousand miles between you and I. Love that, man. Good stuff. And Dublin's great. I feel like Irish women in Ireland love American men. I went there for a bachelor party, and it was awesome.
Oh, wow. It sounds like you just had a very singular experience.
Copperface like Jacks Dermott.
Nick is an Italian, very strong Italian guy.
Copperface Jacks was our spot in Dublin.
Stop. Is that not a good spot?
It's
a
good.
Tourist trap.
It's like the tourist.
No, it's not even a tourist trap. It's like it's just. If you finish up somewhere at like 2 a.m., that's where you go until 5.
Yes. Oh, well, yeah. That's when Nick does his best. When he was single, that's when he did his best work at 2 a.m.
There's no question.
Thicker the goggles.
And and Sinnott's also we were at in Dublin. It was a great, great time.
Yeah. Nick, didn't I didn't know you were so worldly.
No disrespect on your height, but didn't you get confused for a leprechaun over there?
That actually did happen. You are right about that.
So Italian
One of my buddies has a video of me singing New York, New York, and swinging a sneaker like around like at 4 in the morning in Dublin. That was a great time. Also, I'm wearing my Yankees hat. Go Yankees.
Any Man U bets for Dermott?
Well, they don't play until next weekend. Dermott, Ten Hag in or Ten Hag out?
He's got to be gone, right?
Has to be gone.
I don't even have an opinion, but I just think he
Courtney
will be.
That's what Courtney and her roommates used to ask before a weekend at BC.
Dermott, he's a total jabron. Now, scoreless draw last week against Aston Villa, not a bad result. But you got to get this guy out. You're Manchester United. You got to do better than this, right?
Yeah, it's so bad. I was at the game against Tottenham. It was terrible.
Tottenham up 3-0 in the first half and cruising to victory. They're pathetic, man. This is the theater of dreams, Dermott. Can't you use your influence to do something better?
No. Good to talk to you, Nick.
Always go with Mbappe.
In a million years, will there ever be another radio show that has Dermott and Costas?
No.
Talking about Man United.
Yeah, Ten Hag in and Ten Hag out. Is that a player? Ten Hag?
Ten Hag is the coach.
Okay, he's the manager. Right. Nick, everybody knows that.
I know. I didn't know that. I know Mbappe. That's all I know. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wiggy thought he was a rapper.
maybe he was.
Listen, Dermott, you'll always have the treble in 1999. You'll always have Sir Alex and Robin Van Persie and Rooney and company.
And Bex.
All right. We're gonna let you go.
You poor thing.
Yeah, that's all good. Poor thing.
Thank you
I need to go see that dog
us.
Again.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right, man. Thank you. All right, Nick. We got a lot of excitement around here when it comes to Drake May Sunday. What's where are you looking at when it comes to this game?
But can I just say, you didn't think you were going to get that right with the soccer just now.
No, I mean, you nailed it, honestly.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's
not bad.
I would say that you surprise me, but you don't. Your knowledge is vast. Every single sport.
Yeah.
And
I just want to say that on my driver's license it says I'm 5'9". And who am I to disagree with the government? There should be a lot of optimism right now around Drake May. I would be optimistic if I were a Patriots fan. I don't know how well this weekend's going to go, and I'm going to give you kind of a lukewarm opinion on this game. It's actually not lukewarm, but I just don't have a firm side here. I think this game goes one of two ways. It's possible, given that Nico Collins is out for the Texans, right? And the Texans' offense hasn't been great this season. Like, what if Drake May's awesome on Sunday? Like, that could be something that happens. Like, he could be really good. Also, he could be really bad. So I think anyone out there that's listening, if you want to bet the Patriots on Sunday, I would just bet the Patriots to win the game. Like, forget about +7, bet them to win. I think they are more live to win the game with Drake May, obviously, than with Jacoby Brissett. But on the flip side, if you think this is going to be disaster, offensive line can't block, like May is set up for failure here, I wouldn't lay 7 with the Texans. I would like lay 13.5, 14.5 alternate lines. I think Texans either win in a blowout or the Patriots win the game outright. But, I'd be really pumped if I were a Patriots fan. Season starts this weekend. Yeah.
So Nick, you mentioned, like, if you think the Patriots have a chance, like, that you should just bet them to win. My thought, too, was I would just bet a Drake May anytime touchdown because, like, you saw it in the preseason. They want to get him the football. He's going to be a weapon when you get inside the 10-yard line. So if you think they're going to score and they're somehow going to come close to winning, you're almost equally as better off just betting the anytime touchdown, which you're going to get a better number on anyways, right?
I don't know about, like, maybe. I mean, just, again, like, the offensive line's really bad. Are they going to design runs for him? You could be right. I just don't know how this is going to look. I'd be more interested, personally, in playing Jalen Polk and DeMario Douglas. Like, that's what I'm excited about. And look, May is a really good athlete. We did see that in the Commanders preseason game where May looked better than, Jay Daniels played in that game. But I'm excited for the connection now between the rookie quarterback and the young receivers. I think Douglas is really good and hasn't been unlocked yet because the quarterbacks have been bad. I think Polk's definitely good. Would have liked to seen him get his feet down in the end zone last Sunday against Miami, but that's what I'm pumped for here. Maybe May scores an anytime touchdown, but let's see the May Polk and May Douglas connections on Sunday.
Nick, you just brought up Jaden Daniels, the battle of the DMV. Baltimore minus, I'm seeing one, it says minus seven. Where are you falling in this game? Is this a game that you like Washington, or is this something that, you know, Baltimore is going to be able to win this game by more than 7 points?
So, like, betting-wise, Washington's been a really interesting team because it's taken the betting market a long time to catch up to how good the Commanders actually are. So we've seen a couple instances recently, Washington a couple weeks ago against Arizona, last week against Cleveland, where, like, sharp bettors, quote-unquote, are going against Washington because of what their power ratings tell them coming into the season. And I bet Washington both games, and I was on the public side, and the public won both times, and I won both times. I'll be on the public side again here. Washington's offense is just too good. Like, for now, until Cliff Kingsbury, very handsome, oatmeal for brains, until his offense gets figured out later in the year. He looks like Ryan Gosling. He's a handsome guy. But the offense is too good right now. Like, the point spread's too big. I like the Commanders a lot to cover the spread coming up on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Kostas, we were talking about college football this week, and Curtis gave us a lock. Just want to know your thoughts.
Okay, can't wait for this.
Ducks.
Noted college football betting expert Chris Curtis. What do we got here?
He's taking the Ducks plus three in the over.
Great. I'll book his action. I'll take Ohio State in the game.
I love it. I'm still reeling over the 3-0 halftime humble brag.
That was a humble brag. You set me up to talk about Manchester United. I gave you 10 out of 10 what you asked me for.
That was actually very impressive to just go straight to soccer and you didn't miss a beat.
Yeah, he's Nicky football. Yeah,
that's right.
You have a young child. How are you watching all of this?
Well, it's a great question.
DVR. Kostas, you are a noted Giants fan. Do you think you have any shot Sunday night hosting the Bengals?
Not if Malik Nabers doesn't play. In all seriousness, like, kind of concerning, Nabers was concussed 15 days ago. So it was 2 weeks ago yesterday in that Thursday night Giants-Cowboys game. Mm-hmm. Still hasn't cleared concussion protocol. Like, he could practice today. That's possible. I think it's unlikely. He's trending towards not playing. Also, Kayvon Thibodeau, one of the Giants' like young stud pass rushers, broken wrist. He's week to week now. He's going to miss this game as well. And I'm going to give you like an underrated aspect of this game that I think the broadcast will talk about on Sunday night. If the Big Bows, Zach Mouse, one of Cincinnati's running backs, plays on Sunday night, like, I'm not saying he's someone that matters for the point spread, but he's their pass-protecting running back, and he's going to make a huge difference protecting Joe Burrow in this game against the Giants' pass rush. I think he's going to play, and I think Burrow's going to nuke this Giants' defense. I hate to say it. I'd only bet the Bengals on Sunday night.
Well, clearly, Nick, you weren't looking at page six because Malik Nabers was partying hard at the, I believe it was Travis Scott concert. So looks like he'll be able to get through the concussion protocol.
Well, I don't think you get your, well, I shouldn't say what I was going to say. I'm not going to say anything. I'll just say that my concern with Malik Nabers is more his taste in music is terrible than him going to a concert. I'd rather him go with Shime to see the Gin Blossoms in Ocean City.
Gin Blossoms were a great time, man. You should have been there.
No, I shouldn't have.
So, Kostas, I got another one for you here. Courtney has been keeping track of my picks. They haven't been great, but we hit last night on Geno Smith. Shout out to Geno Smith. My pick for
Who's
the weekend.
We?
Me. We is me.
You did. Okay.
Yes,
well,
I
and
did.
Those who bet based on how Shime is.
The royal way. Okay.
Exactly. The royal way.
Shime is such a massive a personality, he's now plural.
Yep, like exactly. So my thought over the weekend is I'm going to go with the A.J. Brown over receiving prop here. I love A.J. Brown to have a bounce back week coming off the injury, coming off the bye week. And he's going up against Cleveland, who is giving up a ton of yards to number one receivers and number one quarterbacks. Your thoughts, please.
What's it? Do you have the number?
I believe at last look it was 69.5.
Nice.
Yes, nice.
Definitely over. Yeah, I think that's a really, really, really strong look.
Yeah, BetMGM has 70.5.
Yeah, like honestly, I'm with you on this one. So we is
love
you and
that.
Me at the very least here. I think that's a I'm going to take that this weekend and I'm going to bet it.
And
I will give it out as my own on Sunday.
We hit on Packers -3 last weekend. Shout out to the Packers. So you and I at it again. The Kostas Shime lock of the week. AJ Brown 70+ receiving yards.
That's, I mean, look, it's if it loses, it loses. It's an easy bet to make. You should go way over.
Well, you guys are the sharps. You never lose.
Well, we're 1-0 when we're aligned. So
I had the under in the game last night, and there were 900 points scored, so that didn't go great for me. Have been slaying the baseball playoffs, though.
Oh, really?
Awesome.
Slaying.
Slaying.
Well, Nick, every single time a gambler admits they miss a bet, they immediately follow it up with 10 bets you've never heard of that they nailed.
Well, he did give them out on this program last week.
That is accurate. Gave out the Mets. Absolutely.
You have to be a huge Subway Series guy.
Yes. Like,
no, I'm not.
I am.
Do you know why they call it the Subway Series?
So this is a true story. Just like, and this will be more of like a fan thing here. My dad actually died almost 10 years ago to the day today. It's okay, but I just think about the whatever. It's all good. In 2000, my dad, the huge Yankees fan, we all root for the same teams. My dad, during the Subway Series, Yankees-Mets, actually couldn't sit to watch the games because he was so nervous at the thought of losing to the Mets. Because, like, locally, like, we're Big Brother as Yankee fans. We would never hear we're expected to win. We'd right. never hear the end of it. He would literally leave the house to walk around the block because he couldn't sit because he was so nervous. The stakes for Yankees-Mets, for Yankees fans, are incredibly high. Yeah. Because if the Yankees win, we're expected to win. And if we lose, we will actually never hear the end of it from Mets fans. And the sad thing is, and honestly, like, I've got the answers to the test for you guys right now when it comes to betting the baseball playoffs. So you ready for it?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell people how to make money. I'm a Yankee fan telling you this. Okay. If the Yankees make the World Series, I think they're going to. They should beat the Guardians or the Tigers. They will not win the World Series. They do not have the pitching to do it, and the hitters, for the most part, are choke artists. So whoever wins the National League, Dodgers, Padres, Mets, you bet that team in the World Series against the Yankees, and I think you're going to win.
That's a lock.
And I don't know if it's a lock. I think I feel really strongly about it. And
lock it up.
If you want to make money tonight, the Dodgers are playing the Padres, Game 5 of the NLDS. You should be rooting for tonight. And I bet the Padres in the series. You should be rooting for the Dodgers tonight. Because if it's Mets-Dodgers in the NLCS, the Mets are going to win that series, and you will get them at plus money. So Mets over Dodgers, whoever wins the National League over the Yankees in the World Series. It pains me to say that, but that's how I feel like we make money betting the baseball playoffs.
Nick, another week and more gold from you. You are the best.
Is my guy Dermot still there? I enjoyed that.
No, he left.
How freaking cool was that?
I loved it. Yeah. That house song's awesome.
That song slaps.
Yeah, it does. I hate that word.
So do I.
Sorry, that song rips.
I hate that word, too.
How about Come it's on. Good?
Yeah, it's excellent.
All right, Nick, what would you wish us if you were allowed to wish us only one thing?
I wish you a couple things. Minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
Nailed it.
Thank you, Nick Costos.
You got it.
We will be right back. Okay, as Wiggy would say. Okay, that's our guy Dermot Kennedy.
He has so many good songs.
That's good.
What you call that's a bop right there?
Yeah.
I mean, swing and a miss not to ask him about Swayman.
True. You want to know the biggest swing and miss? Curtis, would you like to know the biggest swing and miss about Dermot Kennedy?
When I was at BC, I mastered it swing and miss.
Courtney. What? She meets this guy in the hallway, huge fan of his. You know,
He's not tough on the eyes. Right, I mean, that was clear.
Very handsome. Right? He's married. Yeah.
She was, like, she couldn't speak. Yeah. She has a great connection with him over his music.
Uh-huh.
He leaves. She don't even get his cell phone number.
Well, we're still in the middle of a segment, and so I didn't even get a photo. Wiggy, I think it's much easier as a former tight end in the NFL for you to ask for a celebrity's phone number to hit him up next time he's in town than me to ask.
You would have been perfect. You hit him up, cell phone. Hey, next time you're in town, Greg, back me up. I know some spots. Maybe we can go out to dinner.
If I had done that,
come back on the show.
You guys would have spent the remainder of this show and probably all of next week saying how I'm trying to hook up with Kennedy. And poor Santo, no.
You said
I'm
he was
not
married.
Falling for it.
You said he was married. Then that would have been even perfect. You'd be like, you and your wife, me and my husband will take you to this great restaurant in Boston, show you a great time. I know the owner there will take care of us.
Like, what Wiggy is advising you on is he majors in complimentary. And so he would have gotten the phone number.
Yep.
So the tickets were on the schneid.
And not only the tickets being on the schneid, hey, Courtney, how about you and your husband come backstage before the show?
Ew.
We'll take some pictures, hang out.
I would love that. I am going.
You got to get the number.
Well, I got his videographer. I got the videographer, so I'm hoping that I can maybe.
Guy, that's not. That's yeah, that's, not, yeah, that's
what?
Not gonna work.
It's just like right-hand man.
No, that's some guy who they just happen to hire when he came into town?
No, he's Irish as well.
Oh, I mean, pigeonholed.
What does that mean?
So what I would do is I would hit up the videographer right now while you're still fresh in his mind and say, hey, listen, I'd love to get Dermot's number so the next time...
I already sent a message. I said, thank you so much for helping me get him on. I really hope to see you guys when you're back in March.
I have to say the highlight for me, when we asked him what his favorite things to do were when he got back to Boston, he said Raising Cane's.
So amazing.
Like, yes. Not exactly something I'd put on the tourism board's website, but...
The best thing about Boston is a national chicken chain.
That cane sauce, though, that thing hits.
I got to tell you guys, the second I get into town, Chili's.
Yeah. I've never been to Raising Cane's, so I got to check it out.
Oh, it's so good.
You want me to drop the text for you?
Yeah, I mean.
Hey, next time you're in town, give him my number. I'll get his number. We can hang out. I'll show him some great spots for it before his show. We'll take him to dinner. We'll show him a good time. Tell him to give me a buzz. Boom. There you go. We'll get him back on the show.
I really hope that I can make something happen come March.
Will. Great job getting him to come down.
Good job,
thank
though.
You.
Great show today. Honestly, awesome show.
I haven't had fun like that in quite some time.
And I mean, Pudge's pal. I don't know how.
She was adorable.
Adorable.
How are we going to beat Nevia? Like, that dog is
the next
so
one will.
Precious.
That dog is unbelievable. Yeah. And whoever lands her is a lucky, lucky person.
And I could do this for 1,000 years. I cannot properly express the gratitude, Greg, to honor Pudge in this way. It is just absolutely an absolute good. So if you're looking for a dog or you're looking to come on with a rescue dog, you can get in touch with the show and we can do this every couple weeks.
I bet that dog don't last long. Because, like, Courtney was holding the dog.
Oh, he means in foster care. Yeah.
The way you were holding the dog, and it wasn't, like, you know, jittery or moving around, people are going to see that and go, wow, that's such a well-behaved dog at 9 months old.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, super.
Yes.
Super well-behaved.
And it has boxer in it, too, which is notoriously, like, high energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So cute, though.
Well, Greg has that effect on things.
That breed mix, though.
And that underbite is so cute.
The underbite's adorable.
Oh, my gosh. But so are we doing this once a week?
We can, like, or a couple times a month.
Because I'm going to work for next week.
Okay. Wait, we should. I mean, since we're launching it, we should do it.
We'll do it again
next week.
Perfect.
I would say so. Why not? All right. Monday, we're at Gillette. And we'll break down what happens Sunday.
Ken and Curtis, 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Excellent.
And then Fitzy and Shime right after it.
Wow.
NFL debut of Drake May on Sunday. Cannot
wait. Big win.
You guys, I hope you haven't oversold this. You and Shime. I hope.
Get ready. Lock in, Daddy.
I hope you have not.
Well, even Nick Costo said, there's a chance he's really good.
Yes, there is a chance.
Yeah, Costa said a lot of things.
There is.
I guess I talked about Robin Van Persie.
Always his dad taking laps.
And Ten Hag. Yeah.
It says that on the tickets this week. There's a chance he's really good.
Hey, there being a chance is better than no chance at all, Greg.
That's what it says. All right. Jones and Kiefer next. Have a great weekend. And we are back on Monday with Gerard Mayo and Boomer Esiason. Thank you for your patronage.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.